Yeah, okay, so here we are, still Sunday, and after the end of the Woodbridge and Windsor TFC game, I'm here with the head coach of Windsor, Ryan Mendonca. And first, a few comments about today's game. How did it go?
Sure, I think it was a good game to start the season. I mean, obviously we're young, and we got a lot of guys first time League One and playing together. You know, we were down 1-0 all game, and at the end of the game we went for it, you know, and we're okay with, you know, losing 2-0 or 3-0 on the road, you know, while we're going up and trying to score and trying to do that. That's, you know, we're going to take those chances. So, you know, it's unfortunately we got countered a couple at the end, but, you know, we thought we created enough chances and the boys deserved a goal.
I always feel like it's really tough on you guys, the you know, 90-something percent of the teams are in the GTA, and you have these long drives to get to here. Is it the betting? Is it 3.5-4 hours?
It's 4 hours, sometimes more with traffic. But I mean, that's not why we're like. It took us a while to settle in. We got a lot of guys that are just coming together the last 2 weeks, coming back from school. So it's about building that chemistry. Offensive breakdowns came from miscommunication. Same with the defensive ones. So what I liked was the effort, and they continue to work for each other all game.
Okay. Now, of course, most of the coaches I've talked to this weekend, it's been all about, oh, the CPL and pushing guys to the CPL. And I know one of the P.O. brothers was trying out for the at the Combine and did, I think he scored a goal in the morning game.
Yeah, he did.
But back to the real link here is to TFC. And can you say exactly what the relationship is, coaching relationship and so on?
Sure. I mean, we've worked with TFC in a lot of coach development on the youth side, and they come to Windsor. And it's not just about our club, it's about the whole community in Windsor. And then, you know, from the League One side, we like to see and implement the same kind of principles in our training as they do there in their academy. And, you know, we hope we continue to grow the relationship with player movement. You know, like you touched on before, it's kind of one-sided. We've seen players go up there, you know, before. And we'd like to, you know, offer that League One opportunity as a development path for kids in the summer. It's a good bridge before they hit pro. So with the change now in League One's position and, you know, Canada's soccer hierarchy, it'll be interesting to see how that progresses. So I think Toronto's looking, you know, at us and their affiliates to, you know, give them feedback on that and what the needs are.
Okay, because there was now it's not like today's team that would be the TFC interest, and of course you have your own League One team, but it's more of the, like, they're more likely to pick out, like, say, a 14 or 15
yeah.
year old.
Yeah, I'd say that. So, like, Windsor TFC has their youth club, and then, you know, I'm the TD at Tecumseh Soccer Club, and we have our OPDL teams. So the key is that kids with, like, 14, 15, 16 from the youth clubs now. One thing we've done is open up, like, another session where we bring in the young guys for training in the summer, you know, with our team and integrate them. And we also have our U21 team. So we like to see, like, actually you'll see a couple 15, 16-year-olds on our roster sheet throughout the summer. It's tough to make these trips with school and tests and exams, but, but you'll see actually a couple really young appearances from some up-and-coming guys who have played at high levels, and we expect big things for them.
Okay. Well, we hope the season doesn't fizzle out. Sometimes, hopefully this is in the past, there were you came with not enough substitutions,
yeah,
let's put it that way. But I remember the first year that, like Guy said, well, I'm off back to school, and I'm out of here in August. But you've got now with lower layers, you'd fill in
the spaces. We're very deep with players. And the other thing, now we've, you know, with myself, I coach at the University of Windsor, and our relationship with St. Clair College is very positive. So now we, with the season ending earlier, it works better for the player. I think the environment for a young adolescent in Canada is awesome right now. And League One, you know, we look forward to. We don't have those issues that are in the past. Like I said, I'm coming in my first year. When people talk about that, I say, that's last year. We did good. We're here to work together and build something together and show people what Windsor can do. And we gave Woodbridge a go. You know, we opened ourselves up, and we went for it at the end. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't get it. Had we scored a couple of our chances that we had and make the game 1-1, different story. But, you know, we kept pushing, and that's what I like about the guys. They left everything out there.
All right, great. Well, thank you. Thanks a lot. And